Okay, so today's topic is Lo Altifnu. Just a couple of ha'aros before we start from previous things. So first of all, shkoyach for citing the Psakim of Yoni via Shai, but just to share, if you didn't hear him yet from Yoni, he quotes Rav Shachter as being, even though we've already heard many cases where Rav Shachter was paskind, that you could be makel on chshad if there's no, in terms of owning things like dolls or the like, Menachem's story where Rabbi Shechter was makel, or Rabbi Sabalovsky was makel to allow him to keep the fiddler on the roof images, even though those are three-dimensional human images, because there's no chshad that anyone would worship something like this. So that's the opinion of the Netziv, and Rav Shechter thinks Mikra didn't we pass him like the Netziv, as we mentioned yesterday. However, Rabbi Shechter was also of the view, not like the Netziv doesn't like this idea, that you should be choshesh for chshad of asiyah. We saw this as the view of the Gra. This is the understanding of the Netziv in the opinion of the Rush and the Tur, B'chaura, Rabbi Yerucham as well. So Rav Shechter thinks that you should be machmir for chshad on asiyah. So therefore, if you have a doll, that's okay, because it doesn't look like anyone, nobody thinks that you made it. Okay, maybe there's a chumrah to be machmir about dolls, but nothing more than that. There's no mikra din, owning the doll is okay. However, when there is a chshad of asiyah, so then it's aser. So let's say you have a picture of the moon. So if it looks like you may have made that picture of the moon. So I guess if you have it in a newspaper, fine. Like nobody thinks you printed the newspaper. The newspaper has a picture of the moon. That might be okay. But if it's like a picture on your wall, so that's a problem because maybe you printed it. And even if you didn't print it, even if you brought it in a museum gift shop, postcards of a sunset, but maybe you took them. So there's chashad. So if the poster like says on the bottom, natural Museum of Natural History, and there's a picture of a sunset, so that would be okay. But if it doesn't have that, sometimes people buy posters, but then they cut off the bottom, so it looks like they did it. So that's going to be aser because of chshad, because maybe you took that picture. And certainly, if you print a picture of the sun, so that's going to be asiyah, even if taking the picture might not be aser. Because, like we said, if you take an old-fashioned picture, when you take it, it just goes on film, which is nothing. And even in new pictures, if you're makel on a screen, as we talked about yesterday, then it's mutter. As we said, maybe it's not so pasha to be makel on the screen, but Gvaldus does, Rav Shechter might have been more willing to be makel on the scene. Rabbi Zilberman, I think, quoted Rav Shechter as being makel on the screen based off the Marit. That's not so pasha either. To hang up a poster of the sun on the wall or of the moon on the wall, that is aser, even if you bought it. Certainly to print it is aser, but even if you bought it is aser when you're Shechter. Shechter also is machmir even for obscured images, partially. So not only is he machmir on a sunset where, let's say, there's half a sun, just like we're machmir for half a moon. Okay, half a moon is more pasha because that's obscured. That's the way it appears in the sky. Half a sun. So he said, like during a sunset, yesh ladun. Maybe we should be machmir because that's the way it appears in the sky, or maybe lahakel. Or Shechter's even made machmir by the sun obscured by the clouds. Because that's the way it appears in the sky. So the only time you could be makel on the sun is, like I was saying, like the children do, when it's in the corner of the picture, right? Which is, as I told you, that's the way the nursery school teachers teach. At least all my kids were always taught that if you want to put a sun in your picture, you have to put it in a corner. So you just have like a wedge of the sun. So that in nature, it never appears that way. So maybe that's okay. So that's where Shechter was machmir for. And so if you have such a picture in your house, then you should take it down according to Shechter. So that's very interesting. Again, he quoted that in the Rav's Haggadah that they reprinted. I think I actually wrote some articles for that Haggadah. Apparently, I never noticed. There's a picture of the sun in the back. So Rav Shechter thought it was inappropriate that they make that thing, because let's say even Guy imprinted it. So, okay, isn't it Amir Lanachri? Even though we saw that for some reason the Chassam Sofer doesn't seem to be concerned about Amir Lanachri, though we weren't entirely sure why, but the Shach quotes that there is an Amir Lanachri over there. There is that first day in the Ritva that says that there's no Isser of Amir Lanachri for this Isser because it is an Isser that's Kal. We weren't sure what that means. At breakfast, I thought, I suggested maybe the Ritva saying, and there are some who hold this, though it's a very big Chiddush, that the rule of Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira applies even to Gzeira D'Oraisa. So therefore, if you think that the Isser is Gzeira D'Oraisa, so that definitely means an Isser Kal. You can't call it an Isser Kal, it's an Isser D'Oraisa. But it's Isser Kal like it's Gzeira, Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. So Brian pointed out, well, what about all the Dinim D'Rabbanan of Yichud? Yichud is also Gzeira D'Oraisa. And then we have Gzeiros Atu Yichud. So I hear it's a good Ha'ara, even though in the end of the day, it's always hard to bring Raios from ask the Shaila Gzeira L'Gzeira, because you could always answer Kulachad Gzeira. Now here you couldn't say Kulachad Gzeira, because one is the Raisa, one's the Rabbanan, but you could say Loha, Lomakai, Mahar, or something like that. Anyway, so that is some Tosefes on the Isser of creating sun, moon, stars, people, etc. Okay, so now just a small Tosefes also, because I want to leave room for today's topic on other aspects of Lo Sasun Iti in terms of Klei HaMikdash. So Aaron this morning showed us this incredible Minchas Chinuch was a radical proposal that maybe the whole Isser of building a structure similar to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't apply when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Because otherwise, what Beis HaMikdash would you use? And in fact, as we saw in Pesach Tshuva, the Achronim asked that Shaila and come to the opposite conclusion. Well, maybe all of them are Aser. But the Minchas Chinuch doesn't think that makes sense. So therefore, none of them are Aser. So Minchas Chinuch says, well, maybe it's still apply to Kalim. Kalim, their eternal shape, and they're described by the Torah. On this, you know, when the Minchas Chinuch says it, he says, Lulei de Mistafina me rabosai ume chavrai. So, right, it's a good reason to be Mistafina, because it's against the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara is written post-temple, and it says you can't make tavnis that's similar to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam paskins it, the Shulchan Aruch paskins it, and nobody says anything about it. It's not being a shayach anymore, but certainly an interesting ha'ara. And assuming you reject the Minchas Chinuch, then the question is, you know, which Beis HaMikdash? One, two, three, all, and the like. On the topic of making models, so we mentioned Reb Sonnenfeld, so I don't know if you had a chance, but there's an interesting tshuva about this from the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yod Simen Ayin Gimel, who goes back and forth on the topic. He is a little bit nota lahakel at the end, but he says you should ask the Daily Torah. An interesting ha'ara is, does this apply to Big Day Kahuna? So this is a little bit of an interesting question, because you know, a lot of kids dress up on Purim in Big Day Kahuna. So do you have to worry about it? So then the question would be, even if you held that you have to be machmir, how precise does it have to be? Because there's sort of approximations. They're certainly not entirely precise, because then they would be shatnas. So maybe for technicalities, you're not really over, because you sufficiently changed enough of the details that anyway you would be over. But the Meshech Chachma towards the beginning of Parshas Pekudei sent it out to the group. Anyway, thinks that the Isser isn't relevant to Big Day Kuna. That Meshech Chachma is very interesting, because he says a couple of interesting things. First of all, he thinks Lo Sasun Iti is only on, like I said, Bias or the Kalim, not Big Day Kuna. And the second thing is, which is a big sugya, though not for now, is he assumes that there's a din of Asiya Lishma in Big Day Kuna, and we don't even say Stama Lishma, and that's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. Okay. Does anyone else want to be most of anything on that topic, or should we turn to to the new topic. Anyone saw anything interesting that they want to share with Chevra?
Oh, it's also Sirach. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Maharik seems to have, I looked at the Maharik, this whole thing is based on a Tosfos we don't have.
Right.
Our Tosfos, and especially in Tosfos Rosh, it's clearly just making a linguistic point.
Like the Chacham Tzvi reads it. Right. So that's a Chacham Tzvi's Taina on the Maharik. How did he get it from Tosfos? Now, so either you're saying he had a different Tosfos, or he's sort of extrapolating from Tosfos. In other words, once you think that even though the Beis HaMikdash was had a door and was not in any way parchment luo, and you're going to apply it even to something that's parchment luo, so al karchach, what that that teaches you is that b'maris ha'ayim talia milsa. Okay. So, but you're saying the Tosfos Rosh's girsa was like
very clear, just says karile,
like the Maharik's, like the Chacham Tzvi's reading, that we shouldn't take it literally.
Right. And then one other thing I just wanted to make up was the biscuit chuba, and also I think in the Korban Chaim say there's no issue to have a menorah.
So what you're saying, just to take one step back, is that that's even further evidence that we shouldn't be choshesh for the Maharik and learn like the Shach, like Rav Moshe and the like, even though the Beis Yosef does quote it without in the Beis, without any hesitation, but perhaps
you could
not
every single din in the Shulchan Aruch is really about kosher and possible.
Correct, right. In other words, you couldn't learn that way. That probably is the way the Shach reads the Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes it in Beis Yosef, but he's only endorsing his conclusion, but not his lamdas. Okay.
And then also, just like we were talking about in the Shulchan, people menorah or whatnot. So in the Pesach Tshuva, and also the Korban Chaim, they sound like there's no issue that you can use.
There's no issue of chashad for this. Right.
So what would be the problem with a shul buying something which is already made?
Other than these nekiyim. In other words, yes, so you're right. Even many poskim say there's no din of chashad. And therefore, you could certainly argue that if the shul already has it, you don't have to stop. I mentioned to you that there's a Sholem Seik that has seven branch menorahs in there. And so anyway, they would be mutter according to Ravadia because they're electric. I think also they might be mutter for a different reason because they're not freestanding. They're attached to the wall, so it would be possible in the Mikdash. So that's a second reason why it might be mutter. In other words, even though they're seven branched, they're not freestanding. But you're saying a third reason that the shul, they didn't build the menorahs. And everybody knows that this shul was not built by Orthodox people. So therefore, even though now it's an Orthodox shul, therefore that's a third sad to be mako. On the other hand, even if there's no formal isser of chad, certainly if there's a regular din of Mar Sayan, whether it's mitzad chad or people extrapolating the wrong halacha, that's something that you should have to take into account. So it's certainly not.
There's a lot of tools about change it up and fill it in and stuff like that, which makes it sound like it's supposed to work.
Right. So either those postmen are disagreeing with the postman and saying there is a din of chad, or they're saying no, just mitzad. It's obvious, I think, even without a formal isser, that you don't want things in your shul that are usher to make, and even usher to ask an achri to make. Especially in a shul. Okay, good. So let us turn to today's topic. I know that